This is John Batchelor speaking to colleague Michael Bernstein about sanctions regime on Russia because of the war in Ukraine. It is a striking irony that Russia went into the war in 22 thinking it had the energy whip over Russia, over Europe, because of Russian oil and gas were dominant for European industries to prosper. The people of Europe were said not to be able to turn the lights on without Russian energy. That was true then, perhaps, but it is not true into the future. Michael Bernstein here explains natural gas, which drives a great number of industries in the U.S. and Europe, will now be in abundance, not Russian gas. Never again will there be leverage over Europe. There's more to this, but here's Michael to explain. Liberation Day for natural gas in Europe. Much more tonight.
It is correct, and now we have the 19th package of the European Union sanctions on Russia, which is scheduled to phase out completely Russian pipeline gas and Russian liquefied natural gas LNG by the end of 2027, but most of it by the middle of 2026, just several months from now. And the United States shale revolution produced so much LNG liquefied natural gas, it doubles every year. There will be something like 270 billion cubic meters of American natural gas for export, and it ships to Europe. Terminals are there, so Europe will be free. It's a liberation of Europe from Russian energy dependence.